Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, January 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and remember that free speech cannot even exist without being funded by we, the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, or money order. You can make those out to just the initials RBN and mail that over to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. I have here with me today a regular co-host. He's been starting to shift to Fridays again recently, Mr. William Rapillum. Hello, William.
Hey, Richard. Happy Friday. Hey, I was trying to make out the lyrics on that David Bowie intro song that you play all the time. I really like that song. I think that's probably one of his best songs. Earlier one from 74. Beware the Shabbos Goy. It's 1984. That's what he says, right? Beware the Shabbos Goy.
I would only dream so. Yeah, I don't think it's quite that, but now that he's passed, you know, you're welcome, I'm sure, to do a cover as a tribute to David Bowie and the Goy. Boy Men from Mars.
It's done. Put a fork in it. That's my cover.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah, you certainly know how to throw off the host.
Sorry.
No, but where should we start with our topics today? I mean, we should perhaps just thank the higher power that we have all these gifts, you know, all these leaders wiser than us. I mean, come on, we have Klaus Schwab, you know. I mean, we're gonna own nothing, have no privacy, and love it, you know. And it's all thanks to Klaus and the gang at the World Economic Forum. I mean, he even wears those great Romulan outfits for us. I mean, come on. And then you have Bill Gates. I mean, he's almost like worshiping a sun god. You know, we have the CDC. That's the new religion. You know, you don't question the science. I mean, well, I'm tired of listening to Rochelle Walensky. She's admitting Omicron is 91% less deadly than Delta, based on a new CDC report. I mean, we've had all these retractions of admitting things about the PCR tests from them lately and this and that. Too little, too late. But then no response from the authorities. You know, they don't care about anything these agencies say unless it suits their agenda. They just easily ignore the rest, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they do. They do that. It doesn't matter at all. Yeah, all the corporations, you know, at work and everything. Yeah. No, you've got to keep wearing a mask. No, you have to keep doing it. Yeah, you're right. I can't really add anything to that. But I would say, I remember that earlier we were talking about who's actually pulling the string, who's actually controlling Klaus Schwab. And I don't know. Is it the same Jews that stand around the table and watch as all the presidents sign some legislation for Jews? Yeah, you know, in the Oval Office. So I've yet to make that, you know, connection. Exactly. I mean, we all kind of know that's what it is, but it would be nice to, I don't know, have some hard proof, I guess.
Okay, so I don't know if you were hit with this poll yet. Do you think that all the Israelis were given saline? I hear it from so many people.
It's just awfully strange.
I mean, even my co-hosts, a lot of listeners, yeah. A lot of people think this, you know. They think just in case, since they can't be sure, you know, and, you know, a lot of people think most batches are saline. And just like, you know, certain lots of the first round, second round, boost each booster, you know, just certain lots, and the majority will be saline each time around so that they can stretch out, you know, the impression that these don't do the amount of harm that they're ultimately, you know, are going to wind up doing. And for some people, sure, right after the shot or 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 5 to 10 years. But I mean, I can see all of those. All those time spans being likely with the amount of tampering with DNA that's going on and what have you.
Yeah, I think they have wiggle room with their timeline of when they want to have the world depopulated. I've heard 2025 is the year. Maybe it's 2030 where they want to reduce the world population by 90%, 85%. Sorry. Your guess is as good as mine on that.
Yeah.
But as far as Israel goes, that may be possible, yeah. I mean, it's just funny because all of the kind of like truth or doctors are always referencing Israel and how tyrannized Israel is. Maybe they don't care about their own people, but that doesn't really line up with them thinking. Yeah, I don't know, you know. I mean, they kind of threw their own people under the bus in World War II, I guess. They, you know, definitely were okay with killing off some Jews, you know. As far as all of Israel, well, there's Jews all over the world. They probably don't care as much about if they're not producing tax revenue for them. I think they probably give the placebos to the people producing the most tax revenue all over the world, even if they're not Jews. That's just my hunch, mm-hmm. You know, if they're actually controlling the lots and they're assigning, you know, the syringe on a per-person basis or whatever they're doing.
I suppose the only thing that might make it seem like there's a bit more non-placebo out there than this theory would suggest is just how many athletes we've even seen a dropping of heart conditions even on the field, you know, and they're among the healthiest, you know, you have to assume making that kind of salary for their physical endurance and continuous training, that's an investment, you know, and so it's pretty significant when you have a lot of some of the healthiest, you have to assume, of our populations dropping in such numbers like never before with these sort of ways. So it's hard to say.
Yeah. Those athletes are definitely generating. Hmm? Yeah, they're certainly generating tax revenue, probably, you know, 1,000 times more than each individual one of us, at least. Making like hundreds of tens or hundreds of millions of dollars a year. They find ways to get out of tax, paying tax. All those millionaires, I don't know. Maybe it's just the billionaire corporations that don't pay any taxes.
I used to do taxes. Yeah. You know, I used to work with a major tax company for a handful of years, off and on. And I mean, you know, at every level, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for, basically, with the tax preparer or an accountant. And I mean, so sure, at that middle level, I mean, yeah, well, they're going to have a lot more tax breaks found probably on average by their accountants than people who make less money than them, is my point, you know, at the very least. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, you know, and there's always that kind of like, you know, there's always that kind of like wink, wink, nod, nod. Here's some kickbacks to help you look the other way while we circumvent the loophole that doesn't quite exist. Anyway, so
That was a dark bit of my past I revealed. You know, I actually, you know, filled out the tax forms. I was liaison for these big companies that rake in side profits from the IRS scam. But I didn't know enough, I suppose. And you know, it was just a temporary gig in my view. So I apologize to the listeners. And
I won't crack the joke I was about to crack, which was, should I crack it? No, what? I won't. Richard the Jewish tax collector. But you know, Matthew was a tax collector, and he went and he worked for, well, worked for. He followed Christ in the Bible. He mm-hmm. gave up his ways. So you know, it's okay. We've all been in serving the Jews in some way or another.
Well, I was just preparing. In all fairness, at least I was just preparing the taxes, and you know, I was just really helping them to get the best situation allotted to them since they decided to file with the IRS at a given year. I mean, but I also saw a lot of the corruption of the everyday people, you know, as far as just the welfare side of filing taxes and people just getting money for nothing. You know, all these people mysteriously employed with babysitting money each year in the low-income neighborhoods is largely fraud. So, you know, you see everything. You know, you see how just both the rich and poor can scam the IRS as well, right back. So it is interesting, the dynamics. Anyway, that's a side tangent. I mean, we are seeing real figures that the, you know, the inflation's getting considerably worse. And of course, it's not how it used to be calculated. If inflation were still calculated the way it was back in 1980, the official rate of inflation would be above 15% currently, you know, so far already. And of course, the way they do it now, they've changed it a few times. But I mean, they no longer account for the necessities of everyday life. Fuel, food are not counted. And, you know, those are big for everyday people in their budget. So, you know, their expenses per month and what have you. But, I mean, that's one of our real issues right now. Okay, well, that's one of our real issues right now is the inflation, the cost of living, you know, in addition to these mandates and these...
You still there, Richard?
Digital medical passports. Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Huh, maybe it's me. I'm going to try to reconnect.
Maybe it is. Okay. All right. But yeah, the digital passport ID, you know, with the excuse of COVID shot confirmation will be used for more and more things. I think, you know, us pushing back against these, well, right now it's kind of in limbo, many are suggesting, is the best we could think of it. Because, well, I mean, we have Psaki out there already. Or, well, I don't know. Some people like to call her Psaki. Okay, that's rather crude. She's saying to go ahead anyway. You know, okay, yeah. The Supreme Court ruled against the mandate for large workplaces, but just to go ahead anyway, and proceed. You know, you should proceed with the way we've been. We've been headed. It was her message to businesses. So, you know, these people could try to pass something. What, is he going to do an executive order? I don't know. Possibly.
I'm back. I got something happened there. I don't know.
I was just mentioning how Jen... Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just mentioning how Jen Psaki was telling people that, you know, these companies should go ahead anyway and proceed as planned, you know, even though the Supreme Court pushed back against the mandate for businesses with 100 or more employees. I mean, do you think that would...
That's not surprising.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you think Congress would actually do this, be all in support of this to pass a law if it came to that? And they have to go home to their respective states and deal with the citizens of those respective states. They all know that. I mean, not all of them are planning to retire, to not go up for re-election. You know, many of them will. And on the other side, the other alternative, well, would he ever do an executive order? Do you think Biden would do that? Probably not. He probably wouldn't want the liability, right? Or whoever's controlling him, that is, the administration.
So he just made a decree. He didn't make an executive order. I thought that he did. I know that it was a decree at first, but I thought that the executive order was eventually done.
You thought that there is
one
that was done in the wake of the Supreme Court? You heard?
No. I what I thought was, okay, so everybody, so he made a decree in September.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything that actually was put down, you know, put in the books in the form of an executive order. I never heard that. Maybe I missed something, but I don't know.
Yeah, and then everybody was, there were folks that were saying that there is no executive order. I didn't find one.
He had a mandate.
I'm guilty of not tracking it, but
he had a mandate. I question whether there was any paperwork whatsoever for his so-called mandate. I'm guessing it could have been just word of mouth, really. But I mean, I never heard the words executive order used. That's for certain.
Employers were using that language in their. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. They were using the language Biden's executive order. So we have to force, you have to get the shot because of Biden's executive order. And then there was no executive order at that time. So it's just, so what? They're just, we're just following orders, even though the order isn't technically there. We're following decrees. Yeah, it's just insanity. I mean, how do you even track it? I mean, what... And Jen Psaki with this now? Oh, go ahead. And I didn't hear about that. This is the first I've heard that.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't. I didn't have a chance to send you it earlier. But I mean, it's just my point is that this is all just words. You know that this is all just getting up in front of a microphone. I don't really. See any sort of legislation being passed, but there are some businesses that may just be that much drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, that they'll react when they hear these kind of follow-ups to even Supreme Court decisions at the moment. I mean, not that we should act like the Supreme Court has any sort of fairness, or we should, put any reverence in our mind toward their decisions, but
it could be the oligarchs' way of just showing us that, like, you don't have representative government, you have a corporatocracy, and get used to it. So okay, the Supreme Court said this, but the corporatocracy is the final say. So we just want to let you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, we'll be right back after the break, folks. Stick around.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with co-host William Repillum. And I'll just read where that article just gets to the point of that, though, quickly. After the Supreme Court ruled the vaccine mandate was unconstitutional federal overreach, the White House told employers to enforce the vaccine mandate anyway. White House spokesperson Jennifer Psaki said the Biden administration would, quote unquote, not be deterred by the Supreme Court's decision, and all employers should immediately continue to, quote, initiate vaccine requirements, unquote. And they have a little YouTube video clip, White House reacts to Supreme Court. We have a caller on the line, Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
All right, hi, Will. Did you hear about that video, it was on YouTube, that Albert Baller made where he basically admitted that the first round of vaccines were useless?
I heard about that statement.
I hope somebody tries to recover that, because I think I heard on Rents last night, one of his guests said that the YouTube's going around removing it, or trying to get it removed wherever it is. I hope somebody captures it, because on that alone, they should have their indemnification removed.
Yeah, well, we're seeing a lot of sources' data showing that people are more susceptible to illness. They have weakened immune systems after each shot, more so, further deterioration of their natural immunity. basically.
Right, but this is a lot more damning than that. He just, I saw the video when it was, at least, I think I got it on Stormer. They had a link to it. And he's the same guy a while back that said that anybody who criticizes the vaccine, it should be criminal. Not quite remembering that they just got done paying out $2 billion settlement a few years ago for lying about one of their products, the way they were marketing it. I mean, these people are, you're getting it right from the CEO. Apparently the CEO made, you know, Ball is the CEO, and supposedly right. Pfizer, other parts of Pfizer went ballistic. That he
right,
said that.
I heard that. Yeah.
I mean, you got him admitting it. He's the head veterinarian, you know. You know, we gave it to the goyim, and it, you know, well, it didn't work. Now we want him to take something else. You know, and I would, if Congress really wanted to prove they love this, which I'm sure they don't, they would put a windfall profits tax on these guys. Remember that from the oil days when they talked about that?
William, do you want to respond?
When we had the oil problem.
No, I don't remember that. I'm sorry. Not familiar with that.
They were talking about putting windfall profit taxes on the oil companies. They can do that.
What's that mean? What is a windfall tax?
Windfall profit tax. They just decided that they either made an exorbitant profit by doing something illegal or something unethical. I mean, do you think $145 billion for 1 year, you know, goes into the ethical side of things?
Whose profits are those? Is that Pfizer?
Yeah, that was $145
billion. That's just Pfizer? Yeah.
So
that's,
wait.
That's all?
Well, I read $145 billion.
That's actually sounds shockingly low considering they're vaccinating the entire planet. But they've been giving it away for free. That's right, because they know you'll keep coming back.
Well, Ken, I agree. All this information needs to come out, you know, all the important information. But even when the CDC, you know, makes all of these statements which contradict anything they said in the past, even when a source like that says things, we don't get any response if it goes against, you know, the agenda of the vaccine manufacturers and those who are just cashing in on the further control and mandates and IDs, you know, in the wake of all this. So, that was a pretty big Borla. But even when the CDC says these things, it's only when they say something that helps them that it's really reported by anyone in government, anyone in corporate media. So we're up. We have a big wall.
I think you brought up a point though, caller, about it being free. I guess you're right. I think it's our taxes pay for it, but the recipients get it for free.
I want my money back. I paid for something that didn't work.
Do you want us to hold you over, Ken?
No. I think that was enough. But
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with co-host William Rapillum. Well, what else did you want to address, William? You know, now that we're in the second half here, let's make sure you, I don't know, mention what you think is important, you know, to address, you know, the out of the current situation we're all finding ourselves in, and it's just like a moment in limbo. A lot of people are rejoicing, you know, that at least this OSHA mandate won't apply to, you know, a lot of their businesses at the moment, and so at least they're at least celebrating what they can rather than just looking ahead. But you know, you can't help but do a bit of that as well.
Yeah, the brainwashing has really metastasized in people's minds that I don't know that it's going to matter. I don't think people are thinking rationally anymore, and they've lost the ability to do that. It's almost like their brains have been fried by the news media. Like, you've got irreparable damage, like, if, you know, like someone that had done massive amounts of methamphetamine or something, or LSD or something like that. And just literally fried their brain. So, I don't know. It's a nice analogy. I guess that's a probably. I don't know. I don't know. That's.
Well, there's also a lot of debate as far as just the inflation, cost of living. concerns on the horizon we were mentioning, because that, of course, affects everyone, and that's added stress to households and to your state of mind when dealing with all these other things we have in front of us. I don't know. Many suggest that the U.S. dollar wouldn't go to an extreme hyperinflation because of its status, even if things are shifting regarding, well, China having an alternative to the SWIFT system. You know, China, Russia having already made a lot of deals with other nations, and the U.S. dollar not being as secure as far as the future view of it as the reserve currency. But regardless, people are suggesting, because this is the United States and this is where the power is, and we mentioned Jewish power earlier. I mean, come on. It's the biggest concentration of Jews anywhere in the world, you know, more than Israel. You know, Israel's only second to the United States. You know, I hear what New York State might be the largest concentration in the United States. Regardless, there's a strong amount of wealth, power, influence here in the U.S., and that, you know, it would never go the way of like the dollar did in, well, what the currency did in Zimbabwe, for example. You know, it would never get to that extreme because of, just the fact that the power lies largely. And we mentioned these people we don't know of. Some suggest the 150 wealthiest people on earth pull the strings. You'll never know most all of their names. Not all, well, you'll never know any of their names, you know. I have to wonder, you'd think, we hear about the Rothschilds. I mean, you know, could all these people be wealthier than them? At least they would be on the list, but, you know.
I got a text from Stephen Douglas Whitener. Mm-hmm. Chabad Lubavitch.
Yeah, well, it's actually pronounced Chabad. Chabad. Okay. Yeah.
Chabad? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Chabad. I'm just going to call it Chabad.
Okay.
Sure. Because that's how I read it.
Come on, you know, anti-Semitism. Don't. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So it'd be nice to see how Chabad ties into the World Economic Forum to make that connection, right? Because it's like when we're talking about all these things, like whether you can talk to so many people about these things, World Economic Forum, they know about it. Yeah, they know about all this globalism and all these front, Bill Gates and all these other different IMF, whatever. Tyrannical, the UN. But when you try to connect it to Israel and Jews, it sort of becomes abstract. It's kind of like how you have BlackRock and Vanguard are the two top shareholders in every Fortune 500 company now after the pandemic crash of 2020. And they're driving the policies. It looks like Vanguard has holdings, usually greater holdings in a lot of the companies I've looked at than BlackRock. But BlackRock is hiding in Vanguard because Vanguard is a private equities company that doesn't disclose their shareholders. So then you have to do some, I guess, more digging to kind of find out who are the shareholders in Vanguard. But right. From what I understand, it's BlackRock, and they have a kind of incestuous relationship.
I was trying to bring Steven in. At first, he thought he was having trouble getting through. He was messaging me. But, I was going to try to bring him on. I tried to bring him on Skype for a second, but no, now I see he's on the line in the call queue. Steven, hello.
Hello, Richard. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here. Hey, you know, you're right that all leads back. It's like one giant corporation. You're talking about the people. Earlier, you said that they wanted to show us that we don't really have a government anymore that represents us, that we just have this private corporation that is supposedly competing against other private corporations. It's all just one big corporation, this Obnoxico Incorporated globally, and has been for quite a long time, just it just is obvious now. Anyone can see it. You know? I think you're right about that.
William, you agree? Then,
yeah.
Is that how you're, that's how you're putting it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not
Yeah.
But I mean, when you mention Israel, as far as trying to confirm that the power is wielded from there, I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, Jewish power has a strong center in America, in the United States, you know, possibly some suggest more so, you know, just because of the population. But I don't know, perhaps a lot of just the, as far as the ultra-Orthodox, most aggressive toward other population, elite sects, if you will, you know, perhaps a lot of that influence and largest amount of those individuals are living in Israel. You know, that, you know, who knows? That remains to be confirmed, William. Stephen,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
It appears to be their hiding place. They can hide out from the rest of the world and not be bothered and have their Samson option.
Oh, yeah, there's no extradition from Israel. Stephen, what else were you going to say?
I seem to remember back before 9/11, during one of the intifadas, that the Pentagon, sorry, gentlemen, somebody tried to call in, the Pentagon was considering sending U.S. troops to be peacekeepers over there in Palestine. And, you know, next thing you know, we had 9/11. It's not a coincidence, I don't think. People, you know, you were talking earlier about who was...
Hey, it's not a coincidence, but it might be a coincidence.
Coincidence, there you go. And the people standing around the presidents as they signed those bills, isn't that Chabad Lubavitch, and those Rothschild people, and this Talpiot program in Israel, Unit 8200, and all the technology transfer that's going on. I do believe that they're trying to. Mm-hmm. They're not enemies with Iran. Iran and them, I think, have made the fact. I was reading the Israeli press earlier while I was listening to you guys, and you know that there's not going to be any. There's no more support for an attack to stop their nuclear development. It's just all these people are in the same club. They're meeting together over there, and there's.
Well, Stephen, here we have a couple other callers. But
okay,
do you want to stick
thanks,
around?
Fellas. Thanks for taking the call. I just
do you want to stick around? I was going
to
say, do you want to stick around?
Sure. I'll hang around.
Okay. All right. Well, let's bring on Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. Yeah, what did you want to contribute, sir? Thanks for calling.
I was calling about the vaccine, but on that last point about where Jewish power kind of centers, I heard the point being made, and it makes sense that Jews have more power in America than they do in Israel, because in Israel they actually fight with each other and debate with each other, but in America there's no real opposition to Jewish power in this country. Like, there's literally no organized opposition to what they want.
There's no recognition of it, much less... I'm sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to say that. You know, unless you're listening to this radio station, you're never going to hear about it.
Yeah.
Not in the enemy media transmissions, anyway. But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, yeah, no, that's true. I mean, both political parties. You know, they just. I mean, if you look at our current government, it's just a Sanhedrin. You know. But in Israel, if they want to pass a law, they will kind of fight with each other and, you know, debate with each other. But here they have it so locked down that they just push Jewish interests. So I thought that was an interesting point. But real quick on the vaccine, the good defense is just that it doesn't work. There is a virus. I think the vaccine, I think they're doing gain-of-function research, but I've known several people in the Northwest. My friend's uncle just died of COVID. Definitely he had morbidities, overweight, and diabetes, things like that.
But
he was vaccinated, you know, and so... Everyone I know that's getting COVID or dying is vaccinated. So
well, remember,
though,
the CDC had to admit the semantic the relevance of the difference in semantics with dying with COVID or as opposed to dying from COVID. And yeah, they mentioned that the most of what tallied is dying with COVID, not dying of COVID.
Yeah, and they're definitely playing that game too. But there definitely is a virus that attacks your lungs and shuts them down, and
it's not a virus.
Respiratory illness.
It's not a virus.
Yeah, you don't. I disagree with that. There's something going on.
What's a virus? If they haven't even isolated the virus, they've never produced proof that they've isolated the virus. So how can it be a virus that's killing it 100%? You're saying it's 100%. But how can you say that it's 100% when every time a FOIA request is made, they only produce a in silico version of a virus they generated from a computer program, a bunch of spliced pieces that they are common to all kinds of different ailments in the body, and they splice them together and they call it a virus. So, are you saying that an in silico virus
at all?
I don't actually. I don't believe in viruses at all.
Well, yeah, and that's...
I think virology is a complete hoax.
Well, that's kind of stupid, dude. I mean, honestly.
Well, I think you're kind of stupid.
What are they...
You know why I think you're kind of stupid?
Well,
because you don't even know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, guys, come
on.
You guys both contribute a lot of good things on a lot of good topics. I don't want you guys getting personal
later
or attack each other. That's unfortunate. I don't know. Kathleen in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Richard, William, and Stephen. First of all, Stephen, I just want you to know I was praying for you with your loss, and I think it was wonderful that you took such good care of your mother.
Well, thank you very much, Kathleen. That means a lot to me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you're going through this. My sisters and I still call each other. It's been 20-some years with my parents, and we still call and say, I miss Mommy, I miss Daddy.
Yeah.
But
the funny thing is I forget that I can leave the house without finding a sitter for her. So I'll think of something to do. But anyway, thank you very much.
But how wonderful for you to take care of your mom. And then I agree with... I agree with William. There's anything the medical people say, don't believe anything. And then Richard, I love it when you have your roundtables. They are just tremendous. So I really love that. And then
thank you.
And then William. I can never thank you enough I think I told you last time that I've not missed one of Dr. Lorraine Day's Bible studies on Monday night, and she is just a treasure. And I mean, when you're doing Bible study, to be laughing and smiling the whole time is is pretty wonderful.
She is funny, isn't she?
Oh,
the things that she says. She's not trying to be funny, but
she's a scream.
She was talking about you wouldn't let your 2-year-old outside have free will. You wouldn't let your 2-year-old have free will outside running around the front, outside in the front with cars driving around. And she's not trying to be funny, but it's just absolutely hilarious because she can make things just. She can really get things sound ridiculous, and you're like, wow, that is ridiculous.
Well, the study on the third of January, somebody asked a question. You know, I mean, texted a question, and they said, "Well, now, how do I know that I've paid? Reaped what I sowed in this life?" And or if I'm going to have to do it later. And she says, well, I'd do it now and avoid the rush. Oh, good grief. It's just so funny. And I just enjoy it. But her scholarship is excellent. I have her book, Who Rewrote the Bible, and it's just wonderful. And, speaking, thinking of another book that she wrote, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. She has a picture of, oh gosh, that is a horror story. But anyway, she has a picture of Senior Bush signing into law the so-called Noahide laws with all of the rabbis standing around his desk. And, you know, so that it actually would make Christianity, if you believe in Jesus, we've got a guillotine for you.
Right.
So, anyway, all right, I'll let you go.
They call it worshiping idols, and they will chop your head off for worshiping idols, and they consider Jesus Christ to be an idol.
Oh, good grief.
That's their Noahide laws.
Well, I appreciate your call, Kathleen, and thanks for the feedback on the roundtables. Glad people are liking them.
Yeah. And by the way, you know what? Dan saying that it was stupid. I mean, I've had people close to me even say that too. So I'm not pissed off at Dan for saying that, but it isn't stupid. It's actually carefully done research. And if you really want to look into it, they have not produced proof that they've isolated any virus. It's been asked for. A good podcast to listen to if you want to get some information, and it was between Tom Cowan and Christine McCullough and she's a biostatistician who was emailing, making FOIA requests, and was asking, and Peter McCullough got onto this email chain, and he was saying, here's our proof that we've isolated, there's 1.8 million that we've isolated the virus. And when she did some digging into it, she found that they didn't do that. They just produced, like I said, this in silico spliced together pieces of genomes and said, this is the virus. So there's like layers of fraud, and there's all these foregone conclusions. And you have to kind of dig down those layers.
Right. I'm sorry. We have a couple other callers, though. I want to try to get to them. Charlie in Los Angeles.
Am I coming in?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah.
Okay, I was getting a couple comments and I get off the phone. The most Jewish community outside of Israel is Beverly Hills. Okay? And then I was in the casino industry in Las Vegas for many years. And I can testify many times I've seen something as bad as going around to where we've had to shut down crap tables, blackjack tables. We've only had one cashier in the cage where we had 25 people in line for 3 days. I've seen this a number of times. I'm not saying whether you're wrong or about viruses, but I'm here to tell you there's some bad shit going around, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, watch the language.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. But I've worked in hotels where we have thousands of employees and thousands of customers, and I've seen people get sick and I've seen it just roll right through the casino. And, you know, we've had to shut down half the casino tables a number of times over the years. So I don't know, you know, whether there's a virus or not. I can go back to when I was a kid when we've had chicken pox and the measles. I don't know what, you know, your argument is about that. But there's something going around where people have been sick. And if you're old, you can die from it. When your lungs get infected, you start to suffocate. Okay. So I'm just saying that I don't know exactly what's going around. But I'm here to tell you, there's bad stuff going around occasionally, and it pretty much, you know, causes a lot of trouble at work. You don't have the people, especially when you work in the casino where there's a lot of close, you know, contact. I've seen stuff go around in the casino where if you even breathe on somebody, you could get punched. I mean, if you cough, people pick up their trays in the EDR and run away from you. I mean, so I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't know. I'm not arguing that point.
Into believing that it is.
Well, whatever it is, something's going.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, something's going around that's causing people to call in sick. And I've seen it where people call in sick. They're out for.
Yeah. There's an explanation for everything you're addressing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I don't know.
So you have to.
There's something going around. Possible ones I could think of.
Yeah, and I've had your same questions too, so I understand.
I like everyone's point of view, so I'm glad you called, Charlie. Thank you. Charles in Florida, the last caller. Charlie. Charles.
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Hi, Charles.
Is it Stephen?
Yeah.
You're exactly right on your assessment of the virus and the virology. And the science of virology is actually one of the newer sciences, and it's been under a lot of criticism since it started. Okay, there is no proof of any virus. You're right about that. I don't know whether I believe that viruses exist or not, but you are correct. And there is no COVID-19 because they have never isolated it. They've never proven it. And, I mean, there is absolutely no evidence that it exists. All the evidence we have are duplicate copies. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. Like he said, people are getting sick, and you know, instead of gain of function,
yeah, people are getting sick all the time.
People get sick
all the time, and because of the psychological hype out there, people will come down with what they call, you know, it's like the placebo effect. People come down with exactly. stuff because they believe it's out there. But no, I don't believe that there's common colds. We know that. There's flus, and that's what people are getting sick of. But they psychologically, they want to make it into this COVID-19 thing. People call in sick because they can get away with it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, you know, if you want to argue about hotels in California or Nevada, that's up to you. But that's no proof. That's no scientific proof. The biggest
thing that's been going around is the needle. The needle has been going around and injecting all these people with their
poison.
That's the problem.
Yes. That's the real problem right there. So that's what we've got to fight.
People are flying off the handle without doing any critical thinking. And that's exactly the virus. So, you know, they're just assuming that there's something going around, that people get sick from something going around. People aren't stressed out. People aren't, like, suffering. And they're not making themselves toxic through all of the suffering that they're going through and the toxicity they're creating in their own body.
Including wearing those stupid masks.
Amen, brother.
Exactly. Amen. Yep.
Well, thank you for the call, Charlie. All right, well, thank you, William. Glad to have you here, sir.
Sure.
And thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, please support the network. Have a great weekend. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.